Bert Ruischgig remains a magnet as well for aircraft enthusiasts. And indeed, the Airwaves show is in Portrush, and it takes place actually the weekend after this one. So the first weekend in September. And Richard is the man who's right across it here and very much one of the organisers from the Causeway Coast and Glens Borough Council. Richard, good morning.
Good morning to you.
It's a heck of an event, the Festival of Flight, that you have up at Portrush, the Airwaves show. What can we expect this year?
In fact, we've got 2 days of activities on the ground and obviously spectacular aircraft in the air. And what we've got both on the 3rd and 4th September is the Red Arrows opening the show. So now, you've got the best pilots in the world with the best aircraft flying at 12:15. So what I'd ask, please, is that people get there early because, you know, obviously the Red Arrows are second to none and they open the show on both days.
So you get them twice. In Newcastle, we only got them once. But, of course, it was only on for one day. But maybe they could have opened it and come back in the evening for another flypast. How do you manage to get them on both days?
Based upon the success of the event, Airwaves now is classed as the third biggest aviation event of its type in the whole United Kingdom. And on that basis, with over 200,000 people coming to the event on both the Saturday and the Sunday, the RAF and the MOD are very, very keen to display their assets. So not only do we get the Red Arrows on both days, but we also get the Eurofighter, the Typhoon. And that closes the event on both days. And that's probably one of the most technologically advanced aircraft in the world at this moment in time.
It is spectacular. I wasn't into air shows until I was sent by U105 to cover the Newcastle one a few years ago. And it's now something that I wouldn't miss. You can just spend hours being absolutely blown away by the skills and the abilities of those who are up in the air.
Yeah. Obviously, the pilots take great pride in what they do, and obviously they're there to display and show their skill to the audiences. But we've not just got the RAF, the MOD there. We've also got a range of pilots from the civilian Airways Authority. And the big event this year, which we've never seen before, we've actually got a Russian fighter here. We've got a MiG-15 coming to the event. So that's a bit of a coup for us as well. Again, what we're trying to do every year is make the event different. We are upscaling the event, we're improving the quality of the event, and we want to keep the crowds coming to both Portrush and Port Stewart over the 2 days.
How important is it to tourism on the North Coast?
It's very important because what it does, it extends the season into September, so we don't just finish here in August. And it's all about animating the whole of Portrush. So your listeners out there will obviously be aware of East Strand. We've moved the event from the west to the east, so the aircraft are so much closer now. But the ground attractions as well are far improved. So from East Strand all the way past the Arcadia, up to Lansdowne, the recreation grounds. The whole of Portrush will be animated with activities on the ground, but also with that great position to see the air display as well.
And how do the roads cope? Because the traffic will be as busy as it would be for the North West. So how do you manage? You're just skilled at putting on big events there.
Well, when we host in partners with the North West 200, we always have elements of the Super Cup, previously the Milk Cup, and we have the Pipe Band Festival and the Mini Rally, Land Rover Rally, Truck Fest. We are routinely hosting big events in the area, and clearly the big events were in 2012, the Irish Open, which is coming back in 2017, and then the British Open in 2019. So we work very, very closely with Translink. We went very closely with the PSNI to ensure that we are able to cater for the traffic and additional parking is laid on. What we urge is people to get there early. And with the Red Arrows not displaying at 5 o'clock and then have a massive surge of vehicles leaving the event at 5 o'clock, it allows the traffic to disperse more gradually over the course of the 2 days.
Well,
the real message is, Frank, sorry to interrupt you there, was get there early because there will be a lot of people coming up to the ports for the Saturday and Sunday to see the Red Arrows at 12:15.
Yeah, not a bother, Richard. So early you would be telling people maybe to be in position from about 10 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, but also use public transport. We have a railway line that goes straight into the centre of Portrush. We have the coaches as well, so details will be released over the next week about the opportunities to use public transport as well.
Good stuff. 3rd and 4th of September. Put it in your diary. It is spectacular out over the sea, but even closer than it has been in the past. Richard, good speaking to you.
Thank you very much indeed. Thank you.
That's Richard Baker from the new Super Council up in the Northwest, the Causeway Coast and Glens Borough Council.